A Problem Shared with Tony and Val on Kerry Today.
Now, Tony and Val, I hope you're well this miserable, miserable day. a day of the Scaravine, if ever there was one.
The
wind and the rain and everything. Ugh, ugh, ugh. Not my kind of weather. Now, we'll start with this. Someone has a problem with a husband who, well, he seems maybe he's just being careful with money, or maybe he could be just completely tight-fisted. This person says, my husband's obsessed about not spending money on home maintenance, even if I buy something small like a sweeping brush. He'll say something like, what was wrong with the old one? The house is full of patched up jobs because he won't spend money on a decent replacement or repair. And it's not because we're hard up. It's really getting to me, says this woman.
Yeah, I'll go first on this one, Tressa. I think there will be consequences to what I'm going to suggest, so I think the listener needs to decide herself what she's going to do. In my experience, like, nobody told me about the M word, which is maintenance. Things have to be maintained, things have to be replaced. There's no two ways about it. So I would suggest that she go to a neutral territory with her husband and state the state of affairs to him, that in future I am going to spend money on repairs and maintenance, and I'm sorry if it upsets you. I get it that it upsets you, and you've every right to be that way, but the house has to be maintained, repaired, and things have to be replaced.
And... No, you go ahead, Tony. You go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say that basically the first thing I do is ask, what age is the husband? And if he's something around 60 plus, I'd say, you're talking to a man who comes from a different planet, completely different time and place, because I'm in that time and place myself. When we were growing up, when I was growing, my brother and myself were growing up, literally everything was repaired. Shoes were mended, coats or jackets were restitched if they got a rip in them or whatever. And there wasn't a bob to spare. There was money was really tight. And when you're reared in that sort of atmosphere, you learn to be a very good DIY person. You learn to sort of stumble or otherwise fix just about everything around the house.
But what if in this situation, it sounds like it, what if the person in the house isn't good at DIY and you've just very bad patched up jobs?
that becomes a real problem. But, you know, I mean... basically, what I'm saying here is to understand, perhaps, I mean, I'm not sure, because if it's an older man, the probability is he's coming from that environment where literally almost everything in the household was repaired. And we're in a throwaway society. In fact, we have to address that because it's a huge environmental factor. And but leaving that aside, you know, dealing with him, if you take him on as an enemy, he's the enemy of the household, then what you're doing is creating a war, and that is not good in any relationship. So by trying to see where he's coming from, now the next thing then to do is to be able to talk it out and hopefully agree a strategy, you know, that he won't, you know, bother with anything small like sweeping brushes or whatever. But if he's any good at garden maintenance, or if he's any good at painting the outside of the house, let him off. And if you have some agreement, it'll ease the whole thing. I think very often these sort of situations come out of not having some sort of strategy or outlook on a situation.
Could it be meanness, though, that the wife is happy to spend money on something when it genuinely is past its sell-by date and it needs a replacement, and he is just simply a miserly is just a miser who just doesn't want to spend any of his money, for example, replacing the sweeping brush or whatever?
Yeah, that could be the case, and if that's the case, then he needs a bit of a talking to. But My guess is that he's probably an older man, and he's coming from an age where, as I said, nothing was dumped, nearly everything was fixed. And if he is, you know, in that category where he's not a mean person, then it's a much easier job to talk out something.
Yeah. Can I come in here?
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes talking out doesn't work. I get it that I can understand where he's coming from. I get it that I think that but the sweeping brush may need to be replaced. So it might not, as Tony says, in aggravation or anything like that. So what I think I would do in this case, I would say the house needs to be repainted. Either you repaint it by the end of June, or I get someone in to do the job. And love, maybe it's easier that someone comes in and does the job, whatever the cost, rather than you getting up a ladder, etc.
Well, food for thought there. Thank you both for sharing your perspective on that person's dilemma about her belief that he's obsessed about not spending money on home maintenance, and that the house as a result is full of patched up jobs because he won't spend money on a decent replacement or repair. And the listener stressed as well that it's not because they are hard up, they have money to spend on replacements. What are your views on that? Love to get your thoughts. Do you agree with what Tony and Val are suggesting? Do you have a similar story? Give us a call, 066-712-3666, or text or WhatsApp 083-300-3300. More after these.
A problem shared with Tony and Val on Kerry Today.
And if you have something troubling you, you can contact Tony and Val in confidence, absolute confidence. You can email kerrytoday@radiokerry.ie, or you can text or WhatsApp or call us. But every dilemma you have, and if you want to get their perspective on something that's troubling you, will be treated in absolute confidence. Now, person says, I'm going through a very tough patch at the moment with financial troubles and health issues. It's been going on now for over a year. I feel weighed down. I have friends who visit and sometimes we go out for a drink, but I feel I'm a burden. I don't want to go out or have people to visit. If I'm honest, I just want to be left alone. I'm writing because I think this is a bad place to be in and I need to change things. But what can I do?
I'll go first on this one. I'd say the first thing to do is maintain your contacts, because if you isolate yourself, your mental outlook on life can change quite substantially. People don't realize that. So maintain your friends, maintain your contacts, stay on your Facebook or WhatsApp or whatever, stay in contact with people. And then the second thing to do, in my opinion, is to focus on what you can do and eliminate or change what you can't do easily. And the third thing, of course, I would say absolutely, is to talk to your doctor and explain how you're feeling, because there is help, absolute, perfect, good help for that sort of thing. And, you know, it's a patch. Hopefully you'll be out of it in another few months or whatever. But they'd be my suggestion initially anyway.
Yeah, I would go along with that. I think this person needs counselling, to be quite honest with you. I know it costs money. I think, however, talking to a person who's not involved emotionally with me is a great asset, and it strikes me that this person needs that now. I mean, like they say, they don't want to, they want to be left alone, and I think sometimes we make a decision based on how we're feeling on the past year or at present, but that can actually change. And like 5 years down the line, I might be very sorry that I neglected my friends, etc., etc. So I think we should like have a follow what's good advice, and I think it's good that we maintain contacts regardless of how I'm feeling at the moment. Maybe if I go out with friends, cut it short. Just say, well, I can go out for an hour. I'll have to be home. Don't explain why I have to be home. Don't get into it. But then, like, when the hour is up, no matter how I'm feeling, abscond.
Now, this person as well also said they're obviously, it sounds to me like this person is feeling depressed. They're having health issues, and you rightly suggested to go to the doctor to talk about any physical health issues, but also the feelings of depression they have. In terms of financial troubles as well, I'm sure the doctor would be able to recommend some low-cost counselling, or even if there is free counselling support services available. And I was also thinking of Kerry MABS. They're the Kerry Money Advice and Budgeting Service. They can also give advice if you have problems with your finances. Their phone number in Tralee is 0818072190. That's 0818072190. Kerry MABS. In terms of people feeling depressed at the moment, there's always the Samaritans. They can be contacted anytime on 116 123. And AWARE helps those of us who suffer from depression, and the free phone number is 1800 80 48 48. So there are support groups there as well to support. But as you said, it's important to keep the line of contact open with your friends, no matter how down you feel and don't want to see them. Even as you said, even saying I'll meet them for half an hour and then I can go, but just to maintain that vital human contact is so important, isn't it?
Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, basically human beings are pack animals. We depend on the pack. There are very few hermits that can survive that sort of, you know, locking ourselves away.
Absolutely. And if anyone is feeling low at the moment, don't listen to that head, that internal monologue going on inside your head telling you you're worthless. You're not. And that there are groups and families and people who love you and organisations to help you through a difficult time. Now, Tony and Val, before we end this morning's programme, I want to give you a lovely message that's come in from a listener. They said, my heartfelt thanks to you, Tony and Val, for helping me with a problem last week. All turned out well. I'm learning to say no gently. Thank you for Radio
That's
Kerry.
Lovely. Thank you, that listener, for getting in touch.
The tone of voice and the body language is so important when you have a message to give.
Learning to say no gently. I love the word gently. That's so important. No, saying no doesn't have to be an aggressive thing.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. And disciplining our children. I can discipline them with a smile on my face and love in my heart. I don't have to be harsh.
Well, we'll end it there. That's sound advice. Tony and Val McGinley, thank you so much for this week's A Problem Shared.
Thank you
for everyone
thank you.
Getting in touch. Thanks to Amber Galway, who produced this morning's show, Niamh Daly, who was on sound, and Mary Murray, who took your calls and comments.